border standoff.
Rows of migrants, families with young children.
Toning down tensions.
You have this flurry of goodwill now between North and South Korea.
Dial M for merger.
Together, we will build the highest capacity mobile network in U.S. history.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. For weeks, President Trump has sounded off about a caravan of Central American migrants headed for Mexico's border with the United States.
Are you watching that mess that's going on right now with the caravan coming up?
Well, now some 200 people have arrived. And CBS News correspondent Maria Villarreal has the latest from Tijuana.
A showdown at the border as the caravan of Central Americans attempted to cross into the United States. Nearly 200 people lined up to approach the port. Maylene Charlotte Prado is from Honduras and applying for protection because of daily violence in her country. The truth is there's too much violence. There are daily killings and violations of human rights. At one point, the group swelled to around 1,000 people as they made their way north from Central America through Mexico to Tijuana.
U.S. officials say a border facility near San Diego has no space to deal with them. North and South Korea are taking new steps on the heels of the historic summit between the country's two leaders. Asia correspondent Ben Tracy.
In addition to promising to close North Korea's main nuclear test site next month, Kim Jong-un also seems to be acknowledging for the first time that denuclearization to him actually means giving up his weapons. According to the South Koreans, Kim said at the summit that if we receive promises for an end to the war, and he's talking about the Korean War, and a non-aggression treaty, then why would we need to live in difficulty by keeping our nuclear weapons? In a gesture of goodwill, North Korea is now going to match its time zone to South Korea's. South Korea says it's going to remove the massive loudspeakers at its border with North Korea that were used to blast propaganda and Korean pop music.
As all this plays out, the Trump administration is paying close attention. Live now to White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
On Twitter this morning, the president points to reports of the North Korean offers that Ben Tracy just mentioned. The administration stresses its goal is the provable, irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The White House's preferred location for a summit within the next 3 or 4 weeks is Singapore. Mongolia is also a possible site. President Trump talked about the prospect for peace between North and South Korea at his Michigan rally on Saturday night.
They were saying, what do you think President Trump had to do with it? I'll tell you what. Like, how about everything?
The president will have an opportunity to expand on that perspective when he takes questions later today alongside the president of Nigeria. Steve?
Well, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the Middle East saying peace between the Israelis and Palestinians remains a priority of the Trump administration.
The parties will ultimately make the decision about what the right resolution is. We're certainly open to a two-party solution. That's a likely outcome.
Pompeo spoke in Amman, Jordan. He met with top Israelis on the trip, but did not meet Palestinian representatives. Palestinians have been boycotting contact with the U.S. over the planned move of the American embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Reports indicate Dr. Ronny Jackson is not likely to return to his role as President Trump's doctor. Last week, he withdrew from consideration for Secretary of Veterans Affairs amid personal conduct allegations. Well, the nation's third and fourth largest wireless companies have struck a merger deal in a bid to take on the top two, Verizon and AT&T. Live to CBS's Vicky Barker.
Verizon and AT&T and Comcast and the others better watch out.
Because we are coming.
T-Mobile CEO John Legere and his Sprint counterpart Marcelo Claure unveiling plans for a $26 billion merger, which Legere insists won't cost jobs.
We'll build hundreds of stores and hire thousands of people to compete in rural America. And that's going to create more choice and competition for millions of Americans in rural communities.
If approved by government regulators, the merged company should be in place this time next year. Steve?
ISIS has claimed responsibility for a double suicide bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan. At least 25 people were killed, including 9 journalists. Reporter Franz Marty is in the Afghan capital via Skype.
The first explosion was reportedly caused by a suicide attacker on a motorcycle. First responders and security forces were gathering on the site, and then at the same spot, a second explosion took place, and the second explosion was reportedly caused by a suicide bomber on foot and was disguising himself as a journalist.
Well, here at home in St. Louis, one person was killed, another wounded, when shots were fired after an argument broke out at a party near Busch Stadium. No word on any arrests. Automakers warn of sticker shock if new tariffs take hold. WWJ Radio's Jeff Gilbert.
Carmakers have been dealing with rising prices for raw materials, but Ford Chief Financial Officer Bob Shanks says steel prices are already heading up. He cites tariffs that haven't even taken effect yet.
It seems pretty clear to us that the threat of those tariffs is result in increases for steel.
Carmakers have been dealing with the rising prices, and it's hard to say yet whether or not they'll have an impact on the price of a new vehicle. Jeff Gilbert for CBS News, Detroit.
And don't look now, but crude oil prices have hit their highest level in more than 3 years and are still going up. The average price for a gallon of regular gas is now $2.81. A year ago, it was $2.39. Big numbers at the box office.
I'm Peter, by the way.
Doctor Strange.
Oh, you're using your made-up names. Then I am Spider-Man.
Avengers Infinity War, with its two dozen superheroes, took in $630 million in ticket sales around the world, a record-shattering opening weekend. On TV, CBS's Gunsmoke had a historic 20-year run. But last night on Fox, The Simpsons edged past the cherished Western with its 636th episode.
Can't let you do it. Can't let you break my record.
It's a milestone birthday for a classic cartoon character as we hear from CBS's Jim Taylor.
What's up, Doc?
Happy birthday, Bugs Bunny. It was 80 years ago today. The wascally Wabbit first appeared as an unnamed character in an animated short film, Porky's Hare Hunt, directed by a guy named Ben Bugs Hardaway. The character later redesigned. Eventually, he became known as Bugs Bunny, becoming one of Warner Brothers' most recognizable characters, reportedly the ninth most portrayed film personality in the world. Jim Taylor, CBS News.
The U.S. and Britain have launched a five-year, $25 million project to study a giant glacier in Antarctica that could collapse and is already shrinking and pushing up global sea levels. 100 scientists will be involved. Other countries will contribute experts, too. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.